The 1916 U.S. presidential election was a defining event that illuminated the tensions and transitions shaping early 20th century America. Held against the backdrop of profound global conflict and domestic transformation, it represented a crossroads for the nation. The contest between President Woodrow Wilson and Republican challenger Charles Evans Hughes reflected competing visions for America's role in the world and at home. Ultimately, the election's razor-thin margin underscored how divided the American public was, setting the stage for pivotal decisions that would alter the course of history. 1916 was not a landslide. Woodrow Wilson, the incumbent president, was a complex figure who blended lofty ideals with pragmatic governance. As a former academic and governor of New Jersey, Wilson brought intellectual rigor to the presidency, though his professorial demeanor sometimes alienated critics. His first term had been marked by ambitious domestic reforms aimed at addressing the inequalities and inefficiencies of the Gilded Age. These included the Federal Reserve Act, which created a centralized banking system to stabilize the economy, and the Clayton Antitrust Act, which strengthened protections against monopolies. These reforms made Wilson a champion of the progressive movement, earning him support from labor unions, reformers, and intellectuals. However, his administration also had notable blind spots, particularly in its acquiescence to segregation and failure to address racial injustice, which alienated many African Americans and progressives committed to racial equality. Wilson's foreign policy further defined his presidency and campaign. When war broke out in Europe in 1914, Wilson faced the daunting challenge of steering the United States through the crisis without becoming embroiled in the conflict. His policy of neutrality sought to balance economic interests. American trade with Allied powers surged during the war, with the public's widespread desire to avoid the horrors of war. Despite his efforts, neutrality was a fraught position. German submarine warfare, exemplified by the 1915 sinking of the British passenger liner RMS Lusitania with American passengers aboard, inflamed public opinion and tested Wilson's resolve. His administration's diplomatic responses, including protests to Germany and military preparedness measures, such as the Naval Act of 1916, reflected a precarious balancing act between peace and preparation for potential conflict. In seeking re-election, Wilson campaigned under the slogan, "He kept us out of war," positioning himself as a peace candidate who had safeguarded American interests without succumbing to the pressures of war. The slogan resonated deeply with a public weary of international entanglements and haunted by the brutal images of trench warfare emerging from Europe. Yet Wilson's peace platform was not an unequivocal commitment to pacifism. His administration quietly bolstered the nation's military capabilities, preparing for a future in which neutrality might no longer be feasible. This nuanced stance allowed him to appeal both to isolationists and those who valued national security. The Republican challenger, Charles Evans Hughes, brought a different set of credentials and priorities to the race. Hughes, a former governor of New York and sitting Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, was widely respected for his integrity, intellect, and administrative competence. His tenure as governor had demonstrated a commitment to progressive causes, including labor protections and utility regulation, which helped him appeal to the progressive wing of his party. However, Hughes faced the challenge of uniting a fractured Republican Party. The lingering divisions from the 1912 election, when former President Theodore Roosevelt's Progressive Party split the Republican vote, continued to haunt the GOP. Many progressives remained skeptical of the party's commitment to reform, while traditional conservatives sought to reclaim the party's identity as a defender of business and limited government. Hughes's campaign focused on criticizing Wilson's handling of foreign policy, portraying the president as indecisive and overly idealistic. He accused Wilson of weakness in responding to German provocations and the volatile situation in Mexico, where revolutionary turmoil had drawn the U.S. into a series of military interventions. Hughes's platform advocated for a more assertive foreign policy, though he stopped short of calling for immediate entry into the European war. Domestically, he emphasized support for business interests, tempered by progressive reforms aimed at appealing to labor and middle-class voters. However, Hughes's campaign struggled to articulate a clear alternative to Wilson's policies, and his reserved, aloof demeanor on the campaign trail sometimes undermined his ability to connect with voters. The election unfolded during a period of profound social, economic, and cultural change in the United States. The progressive era, which had begun in the late 19th century, continued to reshape American society. Reform movements aimed at curbing the excesses of industrial capitalism, improving urban living conditions, and expanding democratic participation had gained significant traction. Wilson's administration had advanced many of these goals, but challenges remained. Labor unrest was a persistent issue, with strikes and violent clashes highlighting the tensions between workers and employers. The suffrage movement was gaining momentum as women across the country demanded the right to vote, culminating in significant victories at the state level even as national suffrage remained elusive. Meanwhile, immigration and cultural tensions reflected broader anxieties about the country's identity. Waves of immigrants from Southern and Eastern Europe had transformed American cities, leading to debates over assimilation, cultural pluralism, and the role of government in shaping the nation's social fabric. Against this backdrop, the 1916 campaign became a referendum on the nation's future. Wilson's strategy emphasized his record of domestic achievement and his ability to keep the country at peace. He portrayed himself as a steady hand during turbulent times, appealing to voters who valued stability and progress. Hughes, by contrast, sought to position himself as a more decisive leader, capable of navigating the complexities of a world at war while addressing domestic challenges. Both candidates courted the growing electorate in the western states, where progressivism and anti-war sentiment were particularly strong. Women's suffrage, which had been adopted in several western states, also played a role, with both campaigns recognizing the importance of appealing to newly enfranchised women voters. The election results revealed how evenly divided the nation was. Wilson won the Electoral College with 277 votes to Hughes's 254, but the popular vote was extraordinarily close, with Wilson securing 49.2% to Hughes's 46.1%. The decisive state was California, where Wilson's margin of victory was a mere 3,800 votes. This narrow win underscored the regional dynamics of the election. Wilson performed strongly in the South and West, where his progressive policies and peace platform resonated, while Hughes dominated in the Northeast, a Republican stronghold with significant business interests and a more hawkish outlook. The consequences of the 1916 election were far-reaching. Wilson interpreted his victory as a mandate to continue pursuing peace, but the events of 1917 soon made neutrality untenable. Germany's resumption of unrestricted submarine warfare and the interception of the Zimmermann telegram, which revealed a German proposal for a military alliance with Mexico against the United States, galvanized public opinion and led Wilson to ask Congress for a declaration of war in April 1917. The United States' entry into World War I marked a dramatic shift in its role on the global stage, transforming the nation into a major player in international affairs. Domestically, the election reaffirmed the influence of progressive ideals, though the limitations of progressivism were also apparent. While both parties embraced aspects of reform, issues of racial and gender inequality remained largely unaddressed. Wilson's administration made little progress on civil rights, and his record on segregation and racial discrimination tarnished his legacy. The suffrage movement, however, gained new momentum during the war, as women's contributions to the war effort bolstered their case for enfranchisement, leading to the eventual passage of the 19th Amendment in 1920. The 1916 election also marked the beginning of significant shifts in party coalitions. The Democratic Party's success in the West foreshadowed its future strength in these regions, while the Republican Party began grappling with internal divisions that would persist for decades. The narrowness of Wilson's victory highlighted the volatility of American politics in a period of rapid change and underscored the challenges of governing a diverse and divided nation. Ultimately, the election of 1916 was more than a contest between two candidates. It was a reflection of a nation wrestling with its identity and its role in the world. As the specter of war loomed abroad and the promise of reform animated domestic politics, voters faced choices that would shape the country's trajectory for decades to come. Wilson's narrow victory not only reflected the complexities of the era, but also set the stage for the United States to emerge as a global power, with all the responsibilities and challenges that entailed. This has been another installment of Landslide, a retrospective of American electoral politics. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, consider following the show and reviewing this episode. Until next time, this was Landslide.